There are some small changes that you can make to your everyday life that can lead to big retirement savings. The Thrift Savings Plan has a terrific chart about them that I just fell in love with over the weekend. And I wanted to talk about it with Tom Trabucco, the Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. Tom, it's great to talk to you.
Francis, same here. Good to be with you.
And I am in love with love, and I am in love with this chart, and I am so happy to be able to talk to you about it today. This is under the heading of Maximize Your Retirement Savings, Ways to Save. And I think people don't understand that some of the very basic things that they do keep them from being as successful as they would like to be in retirement. And I love the way that you guys have laid all of this out so easily for people to understand.
Well, good. I'm glad it got your attention over the weekend and sent you to a summer place.
It really did.
But it's great, and I agree with you. It strips it down to kind of its basics, and it says, look, here is how much, if you just changed your behavior a little bit and reallocated resources from where you're spending them now in toward your retirement, it could pay off big in the over time. And the reason why, of course, is compound earnings.
Mm-hmm. The only criticism that I had, as a matter of fact, was that if anything, I thought you folks were a little too conservative with the estimates that you had here, because you base this, all of these numbers, on a 6% annual rate of return compounded monthly, which is, seems to me, I'm guessing that's probably like a 50-50 mix of the C fund and the G fund. Is that?
Well, it is on the low end. You're right. It's conservative. If you take a look at the three funds that we've had now for 24 years, the G fund, F fund, and C fund, the three original funds, the average annual returns for the G fund was 5.93, very close to that 6%. For the F fund, it was 7.09, and for the C fund, it was 9.55. So we are down on the conservative end of that.
Well, let's just say, for the sake of argument, since what is it that the financial planners always say, past performance is no reflection on future whatever, I don't know what it is,
right.
but we don't know what's going to happen. We do know what has happened, but let's take your number at 6%, and the one that jumped out at me was the lottery ticket one, because I will confess in my personal life I'm kind of an anti-lottery person. A $2 lottery ticket every day, if you cut that out and instead contribute that to the TSP, that's an extra $730 a year. And in 30 years of doing that...
That's $730 a day.
What did I say?
A year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No,
$2 a day, $730 per year.
You were thrown off by Percy Faith, weren't you?
Yes, right.
That $730 a year, and that's over the course of 30 years, $61,261 in compounded savings. And you can't tell me that most people that play the lottery are going to hit a $61,000 lottery ticket over
right,
the years.
Right, right. Yeah, this is far more certain than a lottery ticket, that's for sure. Because of my simplicity, I went with the first example on that page. And let me draw something mentally here for you. That was a giving up 5 text messages a day for which you'd pay a dollar a day.
Okay.
At $365 per year. In 10 years, you would have contributed at that rate $3,650. But your account balance would be $4,997.
Mm-hmm.
After 20 years, you'd contribute another $365 in each of those years, but your account balance would be up to $14,089. For 30 years, again, another 10 years, you'd contribute $365 a year or $3,650 over the course of the 10-year period. Your account balance would have grown to $30,631. And that shows how over time, that climbing chart shows that over time, when compound earnings really digs in, when the earnings get to be large and you start to earn a lot on your earnings.
Yeah, it's not just what you're contributing. It is the earnings that go along with it, the compounding there. And you and I have talked before that compound interest is really what does it, what knocks people out of the park when they're trying to build their retirement savings. The last one on the list is a takeout lunch at $7. Now, somebody might say, well, I'd have to bring my lunch in a bag. Okay, I figured it out, smarty pants, actually. I'm such a nerd. I did this when I saw this chart, Tom. I can do a sandwich with 4 pieces of lunch meat in it and a can of soda, diet, of course, because I'm trying to watch my figure,
right.
And a bag of chips. And
no
I could,
chips. No chips.
Well,
fruit.
Just all right. Okay, fine. All right, we'll put a banana in there for heaven's sake. So that's about $3.25. So you tell me that most places that you go in the city, I bet you would cost $10 for a decent lunch with a drink.
That's right.
So that's still your $7 that you have on this chart. So somebody who's going to try to get me on the gross rather than the net doesn't have an argument. $7 for a takeout lunch per day, that's $2,555 over the course of a year. Your 10-year number, $34,980. 20-year number, $98,622. And your 30-year number, $214,413. And I'll remind people again, that's at a 6% rate of return, which we already discussed is lower than what we've experienced over the last 20 couple of years.
That's right. That's right, yeah. It's not, been a great return for the last 10 years. We all know that. But you've got to look back a little bit farther than that because your career will span a longer time than that. As we've discussed in the past, most people's careers run between 30 and 40 years.
This is a terrific chart, and you have a lot of other resources like this at TSP.gov. How do you decide, you and the team at the TSP, what kinds of resources like this go up on the site?
Well, the rule is really keep it simple. And remember, we're bringing in every year 100,000 new participants who are new to this. And so we're constantly introducing people to these concepts, and we want to keep it simple to draw them in. You can get very difficult very quickly if you want to. If you want to bring in all the complexity, work in your tax savings as well and what that means, and then you bring in the matching contributions and the agency automatic and project all of that out. That comes, though, when you get more familiar with it. Let's keep it simple for the introductory pieces and get those concepts through to people.
Because you're walking kind of a delicate line. You have to make sure that you're not looking as though you're giving people advice on how to invest or which funds to invest in, because that's not your gig. But at the same time, you want to provide this information to really help people understand why the TSP is a good place to be.
That's right. And then you can follow it through, as you just did in your explanation of this, with logic and with the numbers. You really can't challenge the numbers. They're right there.
Well, you give me a little too much credit with the whole logic deal, but I will certainly take it. And as I mentioned, I really, really appreciate the tools that you have because they are easy for someone even as silly as me to understand, and I'm glad to have you on this afternoon to talk about them, Tom.
Good to be with you, Francis.
Tom Trabucco, the Thrift Savings Plan. We have a link to the fantastic chart that I just fell in love with over the weekend at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And also, you can hear my conversation with Tom posted there anytime you like.